This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll need the Discord app first, which you can easily get and install and create an account, and you're good to go. And then go to discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, there's interesting news coming out of Atlanta, where a school has now reversed its course after initially announcing that they were going to eliminate the morning Pledge of Allegiance. But they were going to move it, I guess would be a better way to put it. They're going to move the Pledge of Allegiance to a later point in the day. So I'm going to share the story here from Arlinda Smith Brody at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, where an Atlanta charter school has moved the timing, or did move the timing, of its recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance as the school year started, but reversed course after the move attracted criticism. The Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School's early all-school meeting of students and parents had traditionally included the pledge until this year. Elementary campus principal Laura Zelski notified parents that the pledge was being moved to classrooms because of concerns from some parents and students. She explained, quote, "Over the past couple of years, it has become increasingly obvious that more and more of our community were choosing to not stand and or recite the pledge. There are many emotions around this, and we want everyone in our school family to start their day in a positive manner. After all, that is the whole purpose of our morning meeting." And I gotta say, if it just ended there, I would have been super excited about this news, right? The idea that government bureaucrats, who for decades have been indoctrinating...
These are charter schools. They're not exactly government bureaucrats.
It's government-funded, though.
That's true.
These government-funded people, these government schools, have been indoctrinating the youth of America with this socialist pledge, the Pledge of Allegiance, for decades, for generations.
Could you defend it being socialist for me?
Yes. It was written by a Christian socialist named Francis Bellamy. In the 1800s.
A flag salesman.
He was.
Yeah, I mean...
And a socialist.
Yeah.
And well, just straight
when
up.
When you say socialist, he probably more closely tracked against the National Socialists, which ended up
becoming like a Nazi.
The Nazis. So probably more fascist. Things were different back then.
Well, right, everybody was a socialist back then.
Nationalism was hot, and, you know, that's the whole thing. They wanted to solve all their problems by getting everybody to work together by liking flags.
But it was all about indoctrination and belief in the state. And so if this was just the news that the school had eliminated the pledge because they were actually responding to some sort of input from the marketplace where they're seeing people not participate and respecting that, because normally you hear about if there's one kid that sits down during the pledge, they'll get, you know, threatened by the teacher, they'll be sent to detention, sent to the principal's office.
That happened at my school for kids, yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me. When I refused to say the pledge back in high school. And so if it ended there, that would have been great. But unfortunately, it didn't end there, because instead of having the Pledge of Allegiance, she proposed creating a school pledge. So to replace the Pledge of Allegiance with a different pledge, which would be a pledge for the all-school meeting. So apparently they have in the mornings, they have some sort of all-school meeting at this this particular charter school. Right. I don't know what it was like when you went to school, but when I did, we had this homeroom class, which was the first class of the day, and that's where the pledge
They did that
was
some of the time that I went to school, but not all of the time that I went to school.
But it was usually the first class. Was it first class for you where they said the pledge?
Yes.
Right. So this is more like a full school meeting.
But they didn't do that. They didn't say the pledge every day.
Really?
Every year that I went to school.
Really?
Yeah.
They sure as hell did at my school. All of them.
Yeah.
That I went to. She proposed creating the school pledge for the all-school meeting based on, quote, students' civic responsibility to their school family, community, country, and our global society. So that just took some good news and made it even worse by adding in a global, sort of global society, world government pledge here, essentially, to these schools.
I think that the only flag I've ever burned was a UN flag.
I was there for that. I did one of those, too.
More or less, most of the people that will defend a pledge will not defend a new pledge. So they'll only defend the old pledge because argumentum antiquum. Right,
that's the pledge I did when I was a kid, and that's the way it ought to stay.
But pledges are good. Of course, the pledge has been changed from its original form. Francis Bellamy did not include "under God" in the pledge.
Oh, really?
That was added in the 1950s under the Eisenhower administration. The same time they put "In God We Trust" on the money
currency.
But it seems like it's always been there by pretty much everybody who's alive now, because they're kind of small changes, and who doesn't like to toss God in places? I would say that essentially you're not going to get very many people here that want to add pledge upon pledge to kids, mourning rituals, but they'll by and large defend the old pledge because that's the pledge from before. And, even though the country was founded, among other things, on the notion of not having to take loyalty oaths, and that the pledge is basically a loyalty oath, and it is fundamentally anti-American.
Let's talk more about it coming up here. I got Chuck on the line to start things out. By the way, our toll-free number, if you want to comment on this, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Chuck in Indy, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Chuck. Chuck.
Sorry for asking that question.
I'm sorry. You were kind of cut off there at the beginning. Go ahead. We've got you now.
I'm really confused by your stance on this because I understand that maybe a person does not agree with the Pledge of Allegiance, but then at the same time, when they say that they have their own version of a Pledge of Allegiance, in the Pledge of Allegiance, you're not doing anything other than stating that you will stand for the republic in which you live in and for what it stands, which is the freedom for what this woman's trying to say that she wants to create on her own anyway. That this person wants to create a pledge. I'm not saying that I don't like your pledge. I like my pledge. What I'm saying is why would you say that you don't believe in the Pledge of Allegiance and that it's un-American, but then support someone for creating a pledge?
I don't support it.
I think that the idea
I'm against both.
This is clearly indoctrination.
And I don't believe that it's un-American. Most of the people that founded this country were Masons who took a pledge to join the Masonic Temple. So the pledges are nothing new under the sun.
Sure. If you'll read Murray Rothbard's Conceived in Liberty, you'll see that from 1640 through 1776, there were multiple revolutions. Many of those revolutions had to do with loyalty oaths to the mother country, England. The idea of taking a loyalty oath to a nation was antithetical to... Remember, there was no United States for these people. There was Massachusetts and Pennsylvania and Maryland. These were the countries. They're called states for a reason.
I would beg to differ. I believe that was what the whole intent was, that when the Revolutionary War was fought in the first place, was to combine those colonies and to form them into one republic.
So that they could form their own law. You can see up to the Civil War that essentially the armies were these militias that would be raised by the states.
Something that was guaranteed in our Bill of Rights, that we would be able to form state militia. At the time, the federal government was only to provide protection, and there was no taxation otherwise. So there was always an idea of a federal government.
Sure, I didn't claim that there wasn't an idea of a federal government. What I'm claiming is...
There's no idea of a federal government when you say that there's no nationalism.
No,
if there's no federal government, then there is no nationalism, is what you're saying.
No,
what
I'm saying...
There is nationalism and always has been.
Okay. Again...
And that was the intent. And it was their intent.
People identified with their states far more than they identified with the federal government up to the American Civil War. And then at that point...
When states' rights were completely taken away.
Right.
And that's what the Civil War was about states' rights.
Well,
and
I mean it was about slavery too.
So Chuck, I want you to hang on because you misunderstood. You don't have to hang on if you don't want to, but you misunderstood. You said that we supported the pledge, the replacement pledge, and neither Mark or I support either of the pledges, either the Pledge of Allegiance or the replacement one that this charter school wanted to come up with, swearing an oath to a global society and the school family. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to hear. We're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, one of probably the most misunderstood aspects of all of our upbringings here in the United States. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I want you to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're new to cryptocurrency, it is not too late to get started and learn the basics
about this stateless currency.
Yes.
That is not issued by a government, that
correct,
doesn't have any shiftless government politicians deciding how many or how few of these things should be listed.
Right. It has
doesn't
no
have central bankers that control, I don't know, a good portion of millions of the populations with their fiat currencies. This is simply math. And that's what makes cryptocurrencies great.
And it works very well. You can go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn more about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, how it all started there. Bitcoin.com as we continue.
Now,
the gentleman he did not hold through the break, but you wanted to address his question about what's un-American, he asked, amongst the other things he was saying. What's un-American about the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, so first off, I thought we were going to discuss this, silly lady and her silly pledges that she wanted to bring upon the earth and be able to talk to people about new pledges and then juxtapose that at some point against the Pledge of Allegiance, as opposed to just jumping right in and saying, the Pledge of Allegiance is socialist, which is, what you did on this one. Nonetheless, that's fine.
Well, it is.
It's
statist for
it's
sure,
certainly,
and
statist.
It was written by a socialist. Okay, how about that?
Absolutely, 100%. I can't disagree with any of these things. It's just that it goes from 0 to 60 really fast.
That's what I do.
Jarring, and I don't.
I like iconoclasm.
Yeah, well, I like to bring my message to people a little more slowly. So first off, 100%. This nation was founded by. For one, Quakers were a large portion of the population, and they have a thing against swearing oaths generally. George Washington has written thoughts regarding Quakers, and he thanks them for their service to the Revolution, which is they didn't serve for the Revolution, right? They're anti-war. So, not swearing pledges. It's interesting that the Pledge of Allegiance didn't come along till 1890, okay? Like, the country existed for a full 100 years, plus a little bit if you consider the Articles of Confederation, this country, whatever, long before the pledge existed. So the fact that it's existed all of our lives does not make it long-standing. The country existed probably about half of its length in time without the Pledge of Allegiance.
Secondly, a little less than that now, but yes.
He jumped into nationalism. Nationalism's good.
It was 1890 when Bellamy released his first version.
Sure, and the U.S. Constitution was 1789, I believe, and then 1776 is claimed to be the start of the country. So I think we're right about half.
Maybe you're right, yeah.
Anyway, going on, the fella said nationalism good, and who could disagree with that? Nationalism's great, right? Like, we've got,
no, it's not.
In our nation, we've got eagles and red, white, and blue and all this, so this wonderful stuff. I like all of those things, I will say. However, to address nationalism, you really need to look at this as who benefits. Not
from
whether,
what?
Yeah.
From nationalism?
From nationalism. Who benefits from nationalism, Ian?
The state, the government.
Right. Specifically, the people at the very, very top of the government. I'm not talking about people in the military or anything like that. My supposition here, this is a hypothesis. My hypothesis is that the young men and women who sign up for the U.S. military put their lives on the line in order to serve the whims of shiftless politicians throughout the ages, who die for hills that were of no value and no consequence, whose deaths are often walked back shortly thereafter. Look at the Vietnam War, where those people died in the droves, and then the politicians just gave everything away. Over and over, I can show you these problems in history of giving your lives to these people. And I'm not talking about the nation, because you don't give your life to the nation. You give your lives to the politicians.
The nation is just an idea. Just an idea to get you to give up your allegiance, your obedience, your money, all that stuff.
How much money would somebody have to give you in order to fight, quite possibly fight to the death, for whatever their cause is.
A lot of damn money.
It'd have to be a lot of money. But they don't give a lot of money to privates.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a lot of money to any enlisted men. And it's very few officers who aren't getting much money
it's
either.
It's because of the mythology.
That's exactly what it is. It's all about the nationalism. If you want to know what nationalism is, follow the money. The money is the politicians, the military-industrial complex, the big bankers, all these people that make money because of these wars.
The backs of the poor.
Basically. Now, oil companies are probably worth looking at, rare earth mineral companies, and, you know, all this stuff. These are the people that benefit, not you and I. Not the ones that spill the blood.
No, because now, you end up with crippled or dead family members.
I was going to sign up for the military when I was young. So
they had me interested.
And we have several hosts that are veterans here, yeah. None of whom would disagree with us. By the way, you can listen to Free Talk Live
seven nights a week
from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time if you're just hearing us now and you're surprised by what you hear. Don't worry, we do this 7 nights a week. But ultimately, nationalism's a trick.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, nasty. Those F-A-18s that fly over football games, they're really cool to watch and everything,
yeah.
But they fly over for a reason. They fly over because the military recruiters pay for that,
mm-hmm.
And they pay for it because they know that if we all get excited, that young men will get excited because we're excited,
sure.
And young women will get excited, and they'll want to be around the young men who've gotten excited, right? And that this,
sure.
It uses the whole human interplay, the whole passion drama, and it uses your money to do it. And what do we get out of it? Because best I can tell,
you get dead,
if you
injured,
leave off everything from 1945... Yet 1945 on, decades of military intervention, we basically get nothing. That we, the American citizen, gets nothing.
Not only that, think about
huge
the cost.
Debt.
Think about the cost. Well, the debt is one thing, the cost of the military, you know, running the military, building all the equipment and all that. But then how about the cost of the human lives? How about the incalculable cost of all of those people who are dead and or, you know, permanently disfigured, injured.
Right.
Take all of that productivity out of the marketplace. Because all those people, if they weren't in the military, would probably be fixing cars or working at the grocery store or, you know, starting their own business or whatever it is that they would be done, whatever their calling in life was. Well, that's just been stripped away from however many thousands upon tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of men who have perished in these
conflicts. And
quite a few women. Yeah.
Right. And now, when you call in to rebut my statements, please make sure to call me un-American and make sure
you're
to point
out
that I do not support the military. Even though I want these young men and women alive,
yeah.
And working in the marketplace.
Being productive.
Yeah, make sure that you call me the bad person.
All right.
That's important.
So the phones are open, of course, for you. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Nationalism is bad for your freedom, and it's good for the people who want to take your freedom away from you, basically. I think you summed it up really well, Mark. 855-450-3733. Plus, you can call on our Discord. Call in lines over at our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. All tropical storm watches have been discontinued as what was once Hurricane Lane churns away from Hawaii. Lane is moving at a slow pace, about 3 miles per hour, allowing for lots of rain to flood the state. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell says there will be some Monday morning quarterbacking going on in the aftermath of the storm.
We're lucky. And there will be folks tomorrow who will be talking about whether we should have done this and why do we have to go through all of this exercise. But we didn't know. Mother Nature is unpredictable.
He says they prepared for the worst, and just 3 days ago, Lane was a Category 5 hurricane, and they were hoping for the best. As he said, Hawaii dodged a bullet. So far, the storm has dumped about 40 inches of rain on the islands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Here, the number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And big news came out this week. If you are just a Saturday night listener here on Free Talk Live, maybe you only get us on your local radio station on Saturdays, you did not yet probably hear that Zencash is now known as Horizon, which is much more than just a cryptocurrency. They've got a much bigger vision. So they've rebranded Zencash to Horizon as a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology. That's really great privacy tech. With a decentralized secure node architecture, with more secure nodes and super nodes combined than, from what I understand, any other cryptocurrency in the marketplace today. That's according to Rob Viglione, who we had on this week from Zencash to talk about, or from now Horizon, to talk about the rebranding. The Horizon, so more than Bitcoin, right? You hear everything about Bitcoin and how great it is? It's great.
When we were telling you back in 2011 to buy Bitcoin, yeah, if you'd have bought it then, you'd be a multi-billionaire.
Yeah,
I'm
you
just
would.
Saying, that's do you want to be sitting here in 5 years having me say the same thing about Horizon?
So, we can't make predictions about what's going to happen,
no,
but anything can happen. But I'm pretty excited about
it. I wouldn't bet the farm on it,
yeah,
but I like the tech, and I have put, I have some of the money that I manage, I've put,
yeah,
behind this.
I've converted some of the church's Ethereum into Horizon within the last couple of months. Horizon.global is where you can go to learn more, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, and soon they'll be able to enable you to publish information on Horizon and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. So they're rolling out some really cool changes in the future, go to Horizon.global, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N.global, to learn more about that. We've been talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and nationalism, all of it sparked by some controversy at a school in Atlanta that had announced they were moving their pledge from the morning gathering because they felt as though some were choosing not to participate, and they wanted to respect those individuals, which was a refreshing thing to hear. But then, unfortunately, they went and made the situation worse by talking about creating a new pledge, a pledge to the so-called school family, community, country, and global society. And just to be clear, I'm against both of the pledges, the Pledge of Allegiance and this new pledge that they're proposing here as well. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Len in South Carolina, listening. Let's see, you in, where you at in South Carolina, Len?
I'm in the Grand Strand area.
So you must be listening to WRNN, I'm guessing.
That's right.
Go ahead, sir.
Right, so I just have a brief comment. I've listened, I don't listen to this show much. I just happened to turn it on as I was running an errand. But, you know, the thing about people and nationalism and people who, you know, join the military or fighting battles and living and dying for unprincipled higher-ups, you know, you two are either naive or you're boneheaded or you're trying to wind people up, or maybe all three, I don't know. But, you know, if it wasn't for this, if it's not for a sense of nationalism in any country, you don't have much. You don't have anything that binds people together.
How about the shared human experience?
Well, that's great on a personal level, but what about on a national level where, you know,
that's just an idea.
Like,
nation is just an idea. What's the benefit of it?
Let me tell you. Let me finish my statement.
Yeah.
You know, in
make sure you call me boneheaded one more time, too. I really like that part.
Go ahead.
Okay. Historically, throughout our country's been faced with threats. Your comments are making the presumption that the world is this euphoric place, that we don't have to deal with crazies like Hitler or Islamists that want to
Why did you have to deal with Hitler?
Oh, I didn't, but my ancestors did.
Why did they have to deal with Hitler?
Because the United States got involved in World War One, and then Britain and France starved out Germany, creating a situation where a fascist leader could come to rise and then wipe out all the Jews. Don't forget the fact that FDR turned away the Jews and is thus responsible for the death of 6 million.
Hmm.
Well, that's an interesting take on it, but again,
you're
acting under this presumption that the world is a euphoric place, and we still live in a very dangerous world.
No, I'm not. I'm acting on the presumption that in the last 70 years, all of the wars the United States has fought have been aggressive wars.
They've made the world less safe.
That there's very little battle going on in the United States soil.
Why don't you move somewhere where there's not that, then, if that's what you truly believe? But I don't think you do. I think that you are either young and you're victim of...
I'm 47. I don't think I'm young.
Dumb.
About the age Barack Obama was when he took office. There's presidents that were younger than me.
More than halfway to the the life expectancy.
You don't like my opinion? Why don't you get out, Ian? Look, here, I'm going to address that.
I didn't assume that you were young in chronological age. I assumed that you were young-minded.
Right, I'm an idiot. That's right.
You have this progressive
You need to have...
I'm not a progressive. Whoa, hold on just a second,
What do you do for a living, for example?
I'm a radio talk show host, you dullard.
Okay,
where
have
are you listening
that?
To
How
me?
How long have you done that?
15 years.
What did you do before that at 47?
What the hell does it matter?
I'm 47 now.
Well, it matters because I'm trying to figure out what your life experience is.
We have military veterans who host this show. There's none on the air tonight.
What about you? I'm not talking about them. What about you? What's your life experience?
Hold on. Do you want to talk? I'm happy to give you my life experience, but what you're going to do is you're going to say, ha-ha! You worked at a convenience store when you were 20 years old, and you're just a convenience store worker.
Listen, I'm not trying to get into an argument.
I washed dishes at one point.
I'm not. So did I. So did I. And I
you were a personal trainer at a gym.
I did some roofing.
You were a cab driver.
Look, guys, I feel like I'm in high school here. Could you just listen to me for a second?
So I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm being judged by the work I did. I told you I was a nationally syndicated...
I'm not trying to judge you.
I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host.
What the hell does it matter what he did for work in the past?
Here's my perspective. My perspective is the United States government is populated by liars and thieves. Do you disagree with that statement, sir?
I think the human race is populated by liars and thieves.
Okay, so everybody's a liar and thief. I would agree with you. Hold on.
No, I didn't say everyone.
This is the primrose path. Do you like primroses? I'm going to show you some. So
you can't just have a conversation.
I have had a conversation with you. It devolves to, did you deliver pizzas at one point? I mean, you know, so look, my point is, as far as the military goes here, I think that men and women have been abused throughout the ages in wars around the world.
Politicians. Yeah,
yeah. I asked the gentleman, what does nationalism serve? He said national cohesion. I would say that nationalism didn't really rise till the 1800s. What did we do prior to that? Well, I can tell you Hessians fought against the Americans in the Revolutionary War for money. It was all about what could people get compensated, or they'd be conscribed into militaries and at the point of a bayonet. And that's the point I'm trying to make right now, is the nationalism continues to serve those in power and not us.
Len, you're back on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. You guys like block. You talk over people. I guess that's a good tactic.
No, we put you on hold because you couldn't actually stop for a moment and have a conversation. You are constantly interrupting as well. So go ahead. Now's your chance.
All right, I'll try not to interrupt you. But first of it, you're wrong. That's a very false premise that nationalism only existed in the 1800s.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, what did you say?
I said that it rose in the 1800s. Sure, there have always been people that salivated over the shoes of the king.
Okay, what about the ones that didn't salivate over the shoes of the king and decided that what we had here was a different type of life that we wanted to preserve and develop? What about those people in the very beginning?
Right. Well, that was revolution. I mean, that's
based on what? Based on what? What were we revolting against?
Well, there's good evidence that it was the debt of the founders, that a lot of people that, the John Hancock, George Washington, these guys had huge debts overseas and that the revolution would help them pay it off. But ultimately, it's the ability to rule oneself.
Thank you for the call, Len. I'm sorry, I just don't buy the idea that politicians going to war somehow protects what we have here, which I presume he's referring to relative freedom. Continue here in moments on Free Talk
Live. The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. And it is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, if you want to join us. By the way, phones are loaded up, 855-450-FREE. If you can't get through on the phone lines, well, you can get through on our on-air call-in line rooms on Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump in there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. If you do need the Discord app, you can grab that over at discordapp.com for Android, for iOS, for Linux, Mac, Windows, whatever computer you're on. Sorry, Windows phone users. That phone, by the way, is dead. Apparently, Microsoft announced they were no longer going to be developing that. But pretty much everybody else, you can get on the Discord app at discordapp.com and then use discord.lrn.fm to connect to our server as we go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. Folks, feel very strongly about the Pledge of Allegiance and nationalism. The last caller suggesting that there's something about nationalism, and of course he was translating that into these politicians sending people to die, sending the military to die in various different conflicts around the world. He suggested that that brings us together to some extent, that it protects the what we have here, was a term that he used, that this is all necessary to protect what we have here. And if what we have here is the ability to be more free, to start a business or to, you know, create your own religion or, you know, be of whatever religion you want, or these sort of, you know, inherently American ideas, or at least that which we consider American ideas.
Economic freedom in the United States has slipped from the year 2000 when the United States was number two in the world behind Hong Kong.
Well, we're just not protecting it enough, Mark. We need more military and more wars to fight around the world.
How in the world would creating a larger tax burden protect my economic freedom?
Well, no, just ignore that, okay?
It's the
military.
Protecting the things we have. Yes, right. $22 trillion in debt.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Herb, or Herb, perhaps? Herb in Smithfield, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS. Hey, Herb.
I catch you all every now and then, and
thanks.
I really am amazed at some of the things you talk about and the perspective that you take. But I have a simple question, and I'll leave it at that.
Yes, right. Sir.
I'm sure you went to high school. I'm sure you probably went to college and you.
Unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately. First, I wish I could take it back.
The first declarative part of the Pledge of Allegiance is, I pledge allegiance to the flag, the symbol of the United States of America. And I'll leave it at that, guys. That's a very declarative statement, and you can take it anywhere you want to, but by golly, I think it stood this country in good stead ever since they created it.
So you support socialism. You support the Socialist Pledge of Allegiance written by a national socialist or Christian socialist, Francis Bellamy.
I think in that case, what he's talking about, it's more important to talk about it being a flag salesman.
You support just straight up statist indoctrination of the American youth. Is that right?
I believe in the Pledge of Allegiance to my flag, and I will leave it at that.
But why?
Yes.
Well, he says he wants to leave it at that.
I'm asking you why.
We have a bunch of whatever you want to call it as politicians that get
liars and thieves.
And I never thought I would ever say I didn't trust my federal government, but hey, I've gotten to the point where I don't trust the state or local either.
You should. You should. Well, what does the flag stand for? Doesn't it stand for the government? I mean, isn't
it says the Republic?
Aren't the 50 stars on the flag representative of the state governments?
It stands for the Republic upon which our Constitution was written and wherein is our rights and freedoms. And it doesn't get any better than the Constitution of the United States of America.
What do you mean when you say it doesn't get any better? I mean, I understand there were a lot of good ideas in the Constitution, but it hasn't really worked out, has it? I mean, Mark, you just said that the...
As far as a founding document goes, I would agree the United States Constitution is among the best. I think there's some state constitutions that might be a little bit better.
But if it hasn't held together over the years, if they've debased it, then what's it matter?
It's largely held together. There have been interpretations by the Supreme Court, which some we agree with, some we don't, but it is what it is. And still, having been to some of the rear ends of the world, I'll stick with the United States of America any day.
Do you have anything to say to what Mark pointed out about the economic freedom in the United States dropping to, what was it, 17th place?
I think it's number 18.
18th place in the world?
That's because of the many programs we have to give resources away to people who don't want to go out and earn their own way.
Do you expect that to go? Do you expect the United States to claw its way back up that list? Or do you expect it to continue to slip down?
I think we will maintain a position and improve it over a period of time with the right economic leadership.
Is that in place right now, that economic leadership?
It's better than it has been.
So maybe it sounds like you like Trump a bit. You do understand the United States has gone from in the year 2000 under Bush, I think it was in 2000, it was number two in the world. Nobody can beat Hong Kong. Hong Kong's just really economically free. But I'll take the number two position because that makes you the number one nation in the world. Fine. Slips from number one to presumably then number 17 because if you're going to exclude Hong Kong, then you exclude it again. So number 17, so it's on a downward slide.
In the last 20 years. Yeah.
I expect that to continue. I don't see much evidence that Trump is going to do it. But at this point, we got 2 years of Trump to see what's going on. He hasn't really done anything. The Republicans in Congress haven't really done anything to make us more economically free. There was the tax cut. Maybe that'll bump us up a few slots.
It'll probably take a couple years before anything starts showing in the stats. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, it is not a case of liking Trump. It's a matter of enacting policies and taking actions that make America stronger economically, morally, mentally, physically, etc. And you can't turn around a ship that was going down in a moment. It takes a while. And
does going to war make America stronger economically?
No, because wars always cost a hell of a lot of money.
Okay, so we're in agreement there. So I appreciate your call tonight, Herb. Thank you for making it.
Keep up the good work. It stimulates brainwaves.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Whether you agree with us or not, certainly we like to get people thinking about things from a different perspective. 855-450-3733. Eddie is on the line in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
this is the tail end of Lynn's conversation.
Yes, sir.
And
you know, I've spoken to you fellows about three times now. I think what he's trying to point out and others is when I turn on the program, it's all negativity about our country. I mean, yeah, it is going downward. We elected a president to try to reverse things, and you see what's happening to this guy. I mean, it's the liberal content of this country are crucifying the man and anybody else that supports him, me included.
I think you need to be I think we should be clear, Eddie.
And say something positive about
Well, hold on.
I'd love to say something positive. I think the United States is a great place to earn money, and when the United States is not exporting violence to other countries around the world, it is at its very best.
Yeah,
it allows the poor, the weak, the weary, the you know, the underserved to come here to work for a better life for themselves.
It doesn't allow that. It doesn't allow the poor to start their own business. It doesn't allow people to come here.
Oh yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. What do you think people are clamoring for a wall for? They want more border patrol. They want more restrictions. They want more internal checkpoints.
You know,
have you ever heard of licenses?
People that come to this country.
Huh?
I go up here and support a local convenience store by people who came to this country legally.
Legally.
And they're probably doing better than me.
So what you're saying is you've got to ask a bureaucrat's permission to come here. That's freedom?
Well, see, here you go again with all the negativity. Yeah, you got to go through the system. I don't like it either. But it is
so
what
you've
it
been
is.
Abused.
But if people elect the Democrats in office, we're going to have to, we won't be able to start a small business.
Well, look, it's not that I disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. Yes, Democrats seem to be functionally illiterate when it comes to economics, but that doesn't mean that the Republicans know anything. I mean, the policies.
No. They're just as worse as...
Well,
they're
right.
Just as bad as the rest.
There's no Republicans rolling
That's
back.
My problem here, is I'm a Republican. I'm a former Republican just sitting here, or I am a Republican, waiting for Republicans to say something that makes any sense, and they're all about, let's blow up them foreign folks, and let's make sure the Mexicans can't come here.
What about
regulations? I just want to talk about economic freedom.
What about rolling back licensing restrictions? What about rolling back regulations? I don't see any Republicans or Democrats proposing any kind
of
wholesale.
The only one is trying to roll back stuff, and he says it. He says he's rolled back a whole lot of bureaucracy. I don't know how true it is, but Trump says he's rolling back all kinds of stuff.
Well, he doesn't get to just roll back bureaucracy on his own volition. He's got to have the support of the Congress to do that. And I'm not just talking about it at a national level. I'm not just talking about it at a national level. I'm talking about locally. Where are the Republicans locally talking about rolling back government regulations and restrictions? How about get rid of zoning while we're at it? They're not proposing anything like that because they're statists. They support the government. And when we talk about things on this show, we're talking about the government negatively, not the America, not the landmass or the people here.
I love you.
Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.